sunshine.
Open up your sleepy eyes for me.
Can't have your heart in.
I love that song. One of my favorite groups of all time. All right, we're talking home security, preparing your home for the upcoming holiday season, whether you're entertaining guests or possibly leaving and traveling to other family and leaving the home empty. Things for you to be considering and thinking about. Let's bring sweet Jennifer into the conversation. Babe, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Yeah, can you hear me this time?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we did it. Thanks, Gary D. Well, we were talking about this topic. It's a big one. And you have a presentation you do that just really opens people's eyes to how many ways your home could be not secure. But I also had some things for a life worth living in place. You know, if you're leaving town and your older family members are left here alone without a lot of support for us, you know, for vacation time or whatever, did you know that most of the police departments have what they call a welfare check? Paradise Valley one has one called You Are Not Alone, and Surprise has one similar, and just going down the list, if you just look on the police department, you'll find them. But they will call your loved one at a specific time each day, and if they don't pick up, they'll call a time or two again, whatever they decide on, and then they'll come and check on them if there's no answer. And the only thing you have to do for that is allow them to put a Knox box on your front door, and you have to give them an emergency contact. So I thought that was kind of a cool thing. And I think a lot of people feel very vulnerable, and that's just one nice layer of security we can offer for our family.
Our list of people, elderly people home alone that reach out to us is growing almost exponentially. And this is one of the things we encourage all of them to consider doing. And it's just that one little check every once in a while to make sure everything is as it should be.
Yeah, and I think it's one that allows them to still feel independent. You know, some of the stuff like putting the video cameras or whatever, I think that's a little creepy sometimes. But where you're watching them as you would, you know, a little one. But this is something that's just a nice layer of protection. And, you know, I looked in the Surprise. City of Surprise has an amazing senior resource guide. And that thing is 10 pages long in 10-point font, you know. I think it's just really a great gift to sit with someone who needs help finding things and helping them find the resources they need.
Start putting those thoughts together. Again, it's not unlike what we were talking to Rochelle about how to start a project. A lot of it is what questions to ask, and these resource guides kind of lead you along what mm-hmm. questions to ask.
Yeah, you don't even realize things are available, but there is a boatload, and there are so many generous people in the state who spend so much time volunteering. I have been blown away just doing the research on all the different organizations that help.
I was walking through the office the other day, and I heard Jennifer on the phone, and she was kind of in a common area. And I was kind of quickly to task, trying to get something done. And she just says, do you issue welfare checks? And I thought, I wonder if Jennifer knows something I don't know.
It's a little bit of a double meaning, I know. But that's exactly what they call them. That's funny.
And these are offered by the municipal police departments for people mm-hmm. at home that you as a family member may want to regularly have someone just checking on them.
Yeah, for sure.
Works out good.
That's great. Yeah, gift of time and care is a big one.
Well, and I think the gift of time is huge because as we're seeing now in the growing role of assisting our parents, just the little bit of additional technology awareness that we have on making things a little bit easier for them, not gifting them something they've got to set up themselves, but taking mm-hmm. the time to go ahead and be that IT person for them and get them through that first step and just show them how easy that is.
And I think just giving them the basics, too. We were talking yesterday about how Google, I'm getting off Google, I'm telling you right now. You know, that thing is so intrusive. And so, you know, I'm going to show my mom how to get onto DuckDuckGo. It's a safer internet search. Microsoft Edge is better. Safari's better. But I'm going to get her off that darn thing.
Okay.
You know, you and I both had experiences this week where people's privacy was totally busted. So, and that's not going away. So I want to, that's another whole layer we can help with.
All right. Very good. Yeah, I heard a particularly scary story. I want to research it some more before I share it to verify it. But boy, what I heard of someone researching a particular car in their bed at 9 o'clock at night on a website, and then that dealer called them on their cell phone.
Oh boy.
I'm not liking that. Joe from Tucson, I'm going to get to you right after this short break. I see your question. I've got some good guidance for you. We also have Sam asking a question about travertine floors. And Matt wants to know about popcorn ceiling with beadboard. All those and your question when we get back here at Rosie on the House.